Okay, was ist das Lamed Aleph im Aleph? Mishnah. Shnei Kadorin. There were two people that...
Potters.
Yeah, two people that were dealing in pots. Shnei Mahalchin Zeachazeh. One was following the other. The Niskel Harishin. The first guy tripped. The Nafal. And he fell over. The Niskel Hasheni Harishin. And the second guy tripped over the first guy. And obviously they hurt themselves, broke their pots. So let's see. Harishin Chayim and Iske Sheni. The first guy is responsible to what happened to the second guy. Now before we had a machlekes of Niskel Pashay you or not, when you fall down and you don't stand up straight away. If you're a Pashay, is it your fault or not? And if that's a pshat, then you're Chayiv of what show. Or after it fell down, you decide to be mafkin, and the question is whether it's bur. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Tema, don't learn Pshat in our Mishnah that Mastis in the Meiri. Don't learn Pshat that our Mishnah, the author is a Meir. The Amar believes Niskel Pesheyu, that it says that when you fall down, it's your fault. You should have been more observant. And if you didn't stand up straight away, you consider it a Peshey, the Chayiv, and that's why you're responsible. Then you Chayiv al Shoy. And I feel the Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon, that Amri Anusu, even the Rabbanon say that Niskel is not his fault at all, it's not a Pesheya. And generally speaking of Potter, you are Potter, Hacha Chayv. Here you are Chayv. Why? Shahoy Le Lamed, you should have stood up, but you didn't.
So really, wouldn't it depend on how soon after the first guy?
Yeah, and we told him there's enough time to stand up. Baruch Hashem.
Thank you.
Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Afilu Tema Loi Hoye Loi Lamoid. Rav Nachman says, no, we're talking about even a case that he did not have a chance to stand up. Still, he's Chayv. Even if he did not have a chance to stand up, everyone holds over here. Even if you hold generally that Niskel is not Peshe and all that, over here, everyone holds that you're Chayv. Why are you Chayv? Because Hoye Loi Lahazev Lehiz. Maybe you couldn't have stood up. Or you even have to, even if you didn't have time to stand up, you sure turn around to the guy behind you and give a yell. You know, watch out. And that is why you are responsible. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, says, Kivan de loy hoy loy lamoid, loy loy lahadid. Rabbi Yechon says, if you didn't have time, Rabbi Yechon says, we're talking about a case you didn't have time to stand up. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon says, talking about a case that you had time to stand up, and that's why you're responsible. According to Rav Nachman, talking about you had no time to stand up, but you should have warned. Rabbi Yechon says, if you had no time to stand up, you have more bigger concerns than the guy behind you. You worry about yourself. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hoyabal Koyde edition. Well, Baal, it says in the Mishnah, there was a guy who had a beam, a guy who had a barrel. The guy in the beam was in front, and the guy in the barrel was behind. And if the guy behind smashed into the guy in front, and as a result, his barrel broke, the guy behind his barrel broke, potter, the guy in front is potter. But the im omad, Baal Koyde, if the Baal Koyde suddenly stopped, then the Baal Koyde is chayiv if any damage occurs. My love, what are we talking about here? Sha'omad le'kasif, he just merely stopped to fix up what he has on his shoulder. The urchihu, it's commented that uktani, it says chayv. And why chayv? The havel le'la has, he had to stop for a second because he had to fix whatever he was carrying, and it's quite common. He had to be held responsible. Obviously, even though he had no breda and he had to stop, he should have warned the guy behind him. Zaraya Nachman, the Havel Lahazit, he had to warn the guy behind him. So Zaraya, that it's a good cause to be chayv. So you know, like Ishamad Lafush, who told you that he stopped in a way he had no breda? He stopped to rest in the middle of the street. He had no right to. And that's why he is responsible. Nothing to do with because he should have made a warning, says Rabbi Yechon. Freddy Gemara, so what are you saying? Avlamad Lakasa, but if he taka stopped here, so he's saying if he taka stopped to just to fix up his bundle, my they'd be potter. Because you don't believe like Rabbi Yechon, you don't believe in warnings. Ebaze, Adatoni, say for why is the Mishnah continue? But if he tells the guy of the barrel, stop. He's using like a warning. And he is potter leaf like the least a bit a day. Why don't you make a difference within himself? When is this talking about? Talking about in both cases didn't give a warning. And yet sometimes it's chayv, sometimes potter. When he did a normal thing, then you don't have to give a warning. If he didn't have a normal thing, you should give him a warning. Because you'll be able to say that generally if you have no choice, you don't have to give a warning. So therefore, and then you'll be potter. And occasionally you could have, because you just decided to rest, you should have given a warning. So I made one warning, because Rav is just to rest. I want the kass, if you fix your thing, potter. You're right. Could have said that, but there's a chiddush involved here by telling us that you should have told the guy that if he just hakamashla and the alpha gave the omad lofer, that even though he stopped, he took a rest, you would have thought since he behaved abnormally, I don't care if he warned or not, you should be chayiv ki kamal baba isamay potter. The chiddush is that even though he behaved abnormally, but if he gave the guy a warning, then he's no longer chayiv, no more liable. So the gemishna writes, the gemara writes. Talks about another item, Nachman, that he should have given a warning and is responsible. Hakadorim, those who make pots, are like those who sell glass. They were following each other. Nitkel Harishon, the first guy slipped and off and fell down. Veniskel Hasheni Barishon, the second guy tripped over the first guy. Vashlishi Basheni, the third guy over the second guy. Is Rishon Chayi Beniske Sheni, the first guy is responsible for all the damages of the second guy. Basheni Chayi Benishlishi, the second guy is responsible for the damage of the third guy. But if they all fell down because of the first guy, that means then the first guy is responsible for all three, all of them, including the third guy. But they gave each other enough warning, then put in the pot. My love, here's what we're talking about here. He didn't have enough time to stand up, and yet we say to him, okay, he didn't have enough time to stand up, but he should have warned, and if he didn't warn, you're chayv. So Kash Rabbi Yechon, was Rabbi Yechon the lawyer? No, Shehoi Len Lamed. So by the case, he could have stood up, that's why he's Chayiv. If he couldn't have stood up, he's Potter. But if he could have stood up, then he's Chayiv. And that's why, like the Mishnah on top of the page, goes even to Rabbanon, even Rabbanon, Moide, Shehoi Len Lamed is Chayiv. Says the Gemara, what do you tell me? I've all Lohi Len Lamed if they didn't have enough time to get up. My Potter, the Hochiv, so, Aditoni, says in the Sefer, Imiz Hiru, says a Potter, says in the Sefer. If they warn each other, Potter, leave loig, release the ability, duh. Why don't you make a distinction within himself? But Medram, when he showed the Lamed, why does the Brasa say it depends? When do we hold him responsible? He could have stood up, when he didn't, then he's chayb. Abba loyal and Lamed, if he couldn't stand up, he's Potter. Hakamashlan, he comes to teach you the Afghav Dayan Lamed. Why talk about a warning? Was it Tichidah, even though you could have stood up, if you decide not to stand up, but you screamed out and you warned other passersby. Be careful, Kithidah Zepturin. If you warn them, then you are potter. Omarov says, Rav, what's Pshat in the Braisa? You say the first guy is Chai for the second guy is Chai for the third guy. But if they all fell because of the first guy, then he's responsible for everybody. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Rishon Chayiv Beniske Sheni. The first guy is responsible regarding the second guy's damages. Bein Beniske Gufay, Bein Beniske Mainay. Whether the guy got himself hurt, whether the guy's possession got hurt. But Sheni Chayiv Beniske Shlishi. When we say the second guy's responsible, if the third guy falls on him, is Beniske Gufay. He's only Chayiv for the Nizik of the Guf. Avaloi Beniske Mainay, because that's like a bird. The second guy is like a bird. The first guy is like a shoyer, and you pay for everything. The second guy is like a boy, and a boy does not pay for kalim. So he does only pays for Adam that got hurt. So l'chayda, that's how we'd always said. L'chayda man shechad klepnisht. If you're telling me that if you tripped, it's your fault, so that's why the first guy's responsible. So the second guy also tripped, he should be responsible. The shay not milachayv, he also tripped, he should be chayv. Not much you can tell me, why is the second guy exempt? You tripping is not his fault. Then if you're not really potter, so why isn't the first guy potter? Rishon, the first guy, Vade Pesheyu, the first guy is definitely a Pesheya, and therefore he's responsible for everything. Abesheni, the second guy, Agufay Mechayev, the second guy is only Chayev on the other guy's Guf. The first guy is like a Shoy, he's Chayev for everything. Because no, he's like a mazik. And if you're a mazik, Nisko Pesheyu is your fault, you're a mazik. And mazik, you pay for any kind of damages, whether Kalim or whether Adam. Sheni, Agufa Mechayiv, he's like boy. The Havale Lamed, he should have stood up. The first guy is Chayiv because he's a Pesheyu. Nisko is Pesheyu and he's Chayiv. Second guy is Chayiv because he should have stood up, but he didn't stand up. And I'm a minor potter, but he's potter for mom and I'm like, I beat a lava not could you say, I did not dig this boy. And therefore, I'm not responsible I'm not responsible for mum. Before we get to the Maisa, it says, Kulan Chayovin al Niske Gufan. In another place, it says that they're all Chayiv al Niske Gufan, Upturin al Niske Mamayin. But they're Pater al Niske Mamayin. It sounds like all, including the first guy. My lava filled edition. Even the edition is only Chayiv al Niske Gufan. It's like a boy, not like a shirt. No, Levar Medishin, except the first guy. The first guy is Chayiv, is a Mazik. The second guy is boy. Very modest, and the price is clearly about Kulam Kulam. He says Kulam Chayavin, all of them. Sounds like the first guy as well. Amar Abba Bar Abba, Kulam Hanazikin. Abba Bar Abba says, doesn't mean that they're all Chayav. It means the victims. That the first guy is Chayav, and that all the Nezakin, the Chayav is the mum. But he himself, the first guy himself, is Chayav. Though the second guy damages and all that, he's only Chayav for Guf. The first guy is Chayav for mum. So he went to Haimai, Klepnisht. If you can tell me, even the first guy. The first guy is also Potter from Niske Mamon. He's only Chayim, Niske Guv, makes sense, and they're all like Boy, Heinrich, Tony, Kulan. That's why the guy says Kulan, all of them. Eli, I'm the Vamirishan, then my Kulan, and what's the word Kulan? Listen, let her just say, Hani Zokin, let her just say Hani Zokin. Right now, the Gemara thinks when it says the chil guf on a mammon, doesn't mean that you're chayiv if you damage other guy's guf, or you're chayiv if you damage other guy's mammon. It means you. How did you cause the damage? If you caused the damage with your own guf, or you cause the damage with your mammon. That if you cause the damage with your own guf, you're a mazik and you're chayiv, but if you cause damage to your own mammon, in this case, you're a potter because it's not your fault. You tripped and you fell down. So what's the difference? El Amar, I'll be right. No one is saying that the mammon of the first guy is causes damage to the guy that you're chayiv. We're talking about that you, your mazik, you yourself, your body caused damage. The guy tripped, but he had also a barrel. So when you cause damage, you're causing damage. We're talking about the beneficiary, but the one that was damaged, the victim, was either the mammon or the guf of that person. So Rishon Chayiv, the first guy is Chayiv, only when it caused damage to his body, but Bein Miniski Guf the Sheni, Bein Miniski Mammon the Sheni. We're not talking about how the first guy was Mazik. The first guy was Mazik, is limited that he's responsible only if his guf was Mazik. If his mammon was Mazik, then we don't say that he is responsible. We're talking about what damage did he cause regarding the person, the second person. I don't care if you damage his body or you damage his money, you're responsible. The Shani, but when the second guy caused damage to the third guy, the second guy is Chayiv Beniske Shlishi only Miske Guf Lo Miske Mamayinai. That's the chil of the first guy and second guy. The first guy is both of them are only Chayiv if they cause damage with their body because they're a Mazik. But the first guy is Chayiv no matter where he caused damage to the second guy, Mamon or Gufi is Chayiv. But the second guy is only Chayiv if he caused damage to the guy's Guf, not to the guy's Mamon. My time, why is the second guy different than the first guy? The Havale boy, because the second guy is a boy. And by boy, you're not chayiv, only Adam, sure, the Chamer will a Kalim. The Havale boy, Metzinu boy, Shechayiv boy is a Kalim. We don't find a boy that is chayiv and Kalim. No, the first guy is more Pashay than the second guy. So the first guy is called a Mazik. The first guy who tripped in the first place, he's a Mazik. He caused damage. The second guy sort of tripped over the first guy, he's not such a mazik, he's reduced. We'll say to him, he's not a mazik, he's more like a boy. And if you're like a boy, any damage that your body will cause, you're chayiv. And if, as a boy, you're only chayiv for niski adam, not for niski mammon, for kalim. Says the Gemara, honey chalashmul, this only makes sense that the body of the second person is treated like a boy. Is Lishmul Amaru says Kol Takola Boyru. Shmuel says that any Takola Shusram, I don't care whether you own it or whether you disown it, you are responsible and you're Chayv al Boyd. But the Rav says that the only time you're Chayv al Boyd is if you mafkir it. How do you mafkir your own body? El Rav Domad I afkir in Eloy Loy. The only time you consider Boyd is if you mafkir your body. If not, Ma Yikala Mema, what are you going to say then? Loylam really Kidda Amam in the Kara. Really talking about the way Lechatchila said that we're talking about not the first guy is mazik, second guy is boy. That the first guy is chayiv whether it's his body or whether it's his mammon. He is chayiv whether his body caused damage or whether his mammon. The second guy is chayiv only his body. I the kashalor. I has a question.
What, cool. if you put a kelim with a sahabim and a breaks with a mafkil, right?
To be like a boy, which is this is within the Rav Meir. Remember, he had two tonight.
Rav says if it's
afkil,
then what is it? It's not even boy.
That is boy. Rav holds that boy has to be hefker, like boy, which is Rav. Has to be hefker. And we're following the Tana that says. Remember, we had a machlekes. One Tana says that Behuda says dafke, which is a yochi.
So now, if you have a card that breaks, you got the shards there, but you want to collect the shards.
Yeah.
So you haven't been mafkil.
So you're not chayav boy. You're chayav mamon. Like I'm the skin of Masai, which is like shoy. Yeah. With the kashalach, what do you mean? The rishon is chayiv that that says that okay. With the kashalach kulo chayavin. So what are we talking about? Tagmar vada ba miyuma kamei ravino shuhusku kelim be kelim. He's talking about that the kelim is damages. If my kelim damages your kelim, that's when I'm potter. That's when we say that the first guy's also potter if his kelim damages the second guy's kelim, because then it's not like boyd. When is it like boyd? Either his own body damages and whatever it damages, or his kelim damages a person, but not if his kelim damages kelim.
But if kelim is not higher on kelim anyway.
No, it's like this. If you cause damage, you're a masik. Mm-hmm. If your kalim cause damage, you're a boy. Mm-hmm. But a boy is not chayiv for kalim. Okay. So if you fell over me and I hurt you, or hurt your kalim, then I'm chayiv because I'm a masik. But if my kalim broke your, my broken pieces caused you to fall and you fell down, then I'm only chayiv for your body, but not for your kalim because that's boy. Oh mama, you said before, im machlishin afludishin chayib and iskekula machlishin heichin afludishin. What do you mean they all fell down because of the first guy? How does guy number three fall down because of guy number one? What does it mean in the Braisa that they all fell down because of him? Says the Gemara, Rapapa says, the paskala urcha kishalda, you lie down across the entire ground like a carcass that lies across the entire ground, and people have nowhere to walk. So you cause them to trip. So therefore, you cause even guy number three to trip. As you know, or if you says kichutre de samyusa, like the walking stick of blind people, that they constantly tap their way to make sure that they know where they're going, and you've extended across the entire width of the road. In other words, you not only caused the first person to stumble, you caused also the second person to stumble, and anybody after that as well. Okay, Mishnah, this guy came with his barrel. Guy number one came with the barrel. Guy number two came with the beam. So this guy's barrel bumped into this guy's, crashed into this guy's beam. Potter. The guy in front was sorry, they're both walking against each other, opposite directions. And they both had a right to walk there. And they crashed into each other. Then they're both potter. They both did the right thing. There's nothing wrong. And therefore, they're both potter. Each one should have been more careful. What about how you balakoyed? Rishon balabais achen. They were walking in a straight line, and the balakoyed was number one, balchav was behind you, number two. Nishbrachav is bekoyed. If the barrel came smashing into the koyed, in other words, the guy in the barrel was walking too quick, didn't pace himself properly, then potter balakoyed. He's potter balakoyed. The mission of the Rashi about him, Zebob and Chavisa, you poke Zeb Zed, they crashed into each other. Potter, Shalashneim, and Rashus Lahala, both have Rashus to walk there. Hoya Balkoy Rishon Potter, Shazem Mahala Kedaka, who me alech, the guy in the front, the guy in the beam, walking normally, at normal pace, and you came running afterwards.
So the conversation, the guy walking in the front slows up, and he's
yeah, the E, next part of the mission. Omad. What happened? The guy in the front suddenly decided to stop. He's allowed to slow down, and the guy behind him would have noticed and should have slowed down as well. But he suddenly stopped. Then Bal Koyda Chayiv, then he's responsible because he behaved abnormally. But if he yelled out to the Bal Chavis, I'm stopping, better watch out, then he's part of the game, a warning. Hoya Bal Chavis Rishonu Bal Koyda Achren. What happens? And Rabbi Yechanan is talking about a case here where you didn't even have time to Nachman says, even though Nachman is trying to mention that you didn't have time to, you didn't have any time, you still have to yell out and give a warning straight away. What about the other way around? The owner of the chavis was the first guy, and the owner of the beam was behind him. So the guy in the back came crashing the guy in front and caused the guy in the front to for his barrel to break. Then the guy in the back is chayiv. The guy in the front suddenly stopped. Then the guy behind potter. Same logic. The guy in the front did not behave correctly, and the guy behind is not responsible. The guy in the front who had the barrel said, "I'm stopping." Same thing is you're walking with a candle, the guy with the flax. Same dinim. That if the guy in the front, the guy in the behind goes, and the guy in the front, and the guy behind is responsible. The guy in the front suddenly stopped, and the guy in the front is responsible. And if he yelled out a warning, then he's putter. Says the Gemara. Somehow or another, during the normal family marital relations, he caused her damage. Is he held responsible for being mazik? Do we say kiven the b'shus ka'avid patur? Since having physical activity now is b'shus, so therefore, if something happens and hurts herself, he's patur. Even then, he should have been more careful, and he's chayiv. We learn if they both have a right to be there and walk away, walk briskly, let's say, then they're both not held liable. Same over here. They both have a right to be there. He has a right to be physical. So therefore, he's not held responsible. Omar, Rabbi says, Rabbi, Kalvachemer, I have a Kalvachemer. Umadach, ya, madach, a forest. Shezel, Rishut, say, Nichnez, and Zel, Rishut, Nichnez, they both have a right to go into the forest. Nase commission nichus chaveiroi v'chayiv, and then he causes damage to other guys as if you went into other guys' shus and you're responsible. Zesh shus chaveiroi nichle koshkin. Here you deliberately decided to have a close interaction with chaveiroi, so surely you should be held responsible. Fering mother, what do you mean? Fering mother lochtani. It says in the fashion mission shul zed shus lahalich zed shus lahalich. So the chayda. So what do you mean? What do you mean? He's held responsible. Fering mother, hossam. In the case of the Mishnah, they both have to equally, for the, when the barrel smashes into the beam, they both are pushing into each other. Equal weight. Obviously, the barrel is weaker than the beam. So therefore, because they both came to directly to each other, they are both have a chance to be there, and they're both not responsible. Here, he's doing all the activity, and she's not. So therefore, the responsibility is on him to be more careful, more than her.
Even though she's innocent.
Even though she invited, yeah, 100%. It says, what are you talking about? You're telling me it's as if, wow, that she's karka oilum, she's doing nothing. And he's doing everything. So how come when it comes to Aroyes, it says, when Nichnasu and the Foshas or Oises, says that both of them should be held responsible, Mekedev Amam. They both have responsible as if everything more. It comes to the pleasure. Of course, they're both equal. When it comes to the physical activity, it's all him, and therefore he's liable. Rashi, they're both equal involved. Both have the same input. When it comes to breaking it, also the chavi helped out in breaking it. Okay, stop here.